This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
And 9K a day. We do it nine times a day. $1,000 a pop. Every hour. Till we run out of money for that day. 9K a day.
Gretchen lives forever on this show.
She sure does.
$1,000? All right, man.
Uh-oh. So good.
Weren't we like, I think that was like, I wonder if you've ever said that about sex with your husband. And she's like, nope.
Yeah.
Lemon muffin or something like that.
Lemon meringue pie.
Ah, jeez.
I can't make this stupid thing work.
What's the matter?
Try to make a donation to that 49ers thing.
You know what? I got to go get my wallet. It's down in the car. I can't remember the date of my credit card.
I wish it would just autofill this stuff for me. Why won't it? There we go.
You still got to have the CIV number.
I don't need that. I PayPal'd it.
Oh.
Yeah.
Way to go.
I know about stuff.
I'll let you know when it goes up.
Yeah, hold on.
We're giving to a charity for the Lucille Packard Children's Hospital at Stanford. Mm-hmm. The address is touchdownforkidshealth.org.
And the deal is that they've got a bet with the Kansas City Hospital, and they're both trying to raise $10,000. Whoever gets to 10,000 first.
Mm-hmm.
I just made my donation.
We asked Entercom if we could go try and fly the 49ers flag at City Hall in Kansas City.
Yeah, we wanted to make a little trip.
We were going to do a stunt.
Yeah.
It turns out the answer is no.
Yeah, stunts are not allowed. But you can help with this. Just go to touchdownforkidshealth.org. And it's not the number four. It's the word F-O-R. touchdownforkidshealth.org.
Which is so throwback, it's almost ridiculous.
I know. It's so old school. Hey, Yuzi, what's the total at right now? We were over 2,000.
2,007. Standing at
2,007. No.
Yeah, it's not registering yet.
Damn it.
I refreshed it. It's still not. But we're beating Kansas City.
We are, right. But you know, not by that much. Like we have to beat them.
Yeah.
And then I guess that it doesn't matter who wins the game, whoever wins this challenge has to wear the other team's color at work. So we definitely don't want any Chiefs looking outfits at Packard. Lucille
right.
Packard Children's Hospital. Come on, let's help these people. All right, let's get into the trash here. If you sing a song at the Grammys, it's good news for sales.
You mean streams.
I mean, streams. That's exactly what I mean.
Yes,
because
Vinny.
People do not buy music. Even Vinny. Vinny, the last holdout.
I have finally broken down. I think I was reading an article by Jack White, the musician, right?
White Stripes guy.
That's right.
Yeah.
Sorry, I get him and Jack Black mixed up all the time.
It's easy to do.
And he was saying it looks like the new music deal is going to be streaming and vinyl.
Yeah.
People will buy vinyl and collect that and listen to that, but they will stream music when they need it portable use.
Right.
And
well,
I thought
that's my kid.
if he's accepting this as the norm, I give up.
Well,
I'm
I guess you,
wasting, like we've
you
already,
are wasting
this
money.
Is the thing that bothers me the most about this new reality is I feel like we've all been scammed by the different music delivery processes. So we went through vinyl, cassettes, CDs.
8-tracks that were in there somewhere.
Somewhere. I never had those, but yeah.
Dad had a million of those.
Yeah.
We're on to these, you know, downloads, and now I've got a million of these downloads on an external hard drive, and I'm just going to stop using them and switch over to this $14 a month family plan.
It is actually
screw me.
Well, except that, I mean, I guess going forward you'll spend less money on music.
Right.
That's the only
Oh, I was spending at least three
sure.
three downloaded
records,
albums
right.
a month. easily.
They're all still there. You still have them all.
Yeah, that's great. You know, they're just sitting on some hard drive not being used because I have now, like you, I have all the music.
I have everything I ever wanted. And it sucks. It sucks in that it just makes it makes music disposable. Like, it used to be precious. You saved your allowance. You worked your job. You went to the record store. You decided carefully how to spend your money. You had the record. You brought, or in whatever delivery system, you sat with your friends. You read the liner notes. Like, it was special. Oh, I don't have that, but my friend has it. Oh, my friend doesn't have that, but I do. Oh,
and then everybody gets a part.
I know. And it was just, it was precious and special. And now it's like, hey, home device, play that song that I'm randomly thinking about.
On the other hand.
Convenient.
Digital music did sort of reinvigorate my love for music because I found myself listening to it again. I found myself being portable and being able to
take
use
it with
music
you everywhere you
as soon as, it took forever for me to figure it out, but once I did, I was like, I'm really back into music.
Right.
This is great.
And frankly, albums are going away too because people drop songs the day they make
I don't like that.
Well, that's just the new reality. Well, maybe not for like older artists that we're into, but it does seem like once I drop 10, then I release them as a quote unquote album. But you're, you know, every month or two, there's a new song from this person. Kesha, there's a new song from her. Didn't she just put out a record? Or is that record about to come out?
Oh, let me check on that.
Yeah. Did
save
I
save your
you
wad
yeah,
and shoot the whole
she
thing
just
at
dropped
once?
A,
would
a record. Yeah.
Oh no, this a is song? Off her upcoming album High Road. So she didn't do that. She didn't drop them all over the place. Although maybe she did. She's drop like, here's 10 songs. I've dropped them all over the place. Now I'm going to sweep them up and put out a record. Kesha though, she won our hearts at Winterland. It's a song called Tonight. Do you see it there? Let's listen to that. She says, tonight's the best night of our lives. Can you feel it? I can feel it. We got it all. If we're alive, if we're breathing, we're still breathing. Hey, that's it. If you're breathing, you're rich.
Breathing, you're wealthy.
Yeah, that's it.
Right.
Let's see. You can, this Friday, her whole album's coming out, and it's called High Road.
Oh, boy.
The Grammys. On, I don't know. Whatever. Let me just turn my eyes to words that are printed on a page.
Oh, boy.
Ratings for Sunday night's Grammys were
down.
Disappointing.
Yep.
Enough people watched them.
And I didn't know that. I just guessed.
Yeah, they were down.
Yeah,
they
I figured they would be.
Although, TV, and you know what's funny? As I was watching the show and sitting through commercials, which, you know, I hardly ever have to do anymore, because even if you're going to watch something that's on, quote unquote, live TV, you hit pause and wait 20 minutes, and then you can fast forward through everything you don't want to see. Like, so we had given it some time. I think we waited. I think we were eating dinner when the show started. And so we had like a nice 45-minute buffer there. And then, of course, you catch right up because I'm like, well, I've seen enough of that performance. Well, I've seen enough. And then you can even while people are walking to the stage or coming, you know, you can trim 30 seconds off here and there. So we catch up and I'm looking and the commercials were just, even as I'm fast forwarding, the commercials are just going on forever. And I'm like, you know what this is? Nobody's watching anything on live TV anymore. Like, we're just not doing it. I'm sure there are places where maybe your grandma still watches live TV without a box.
I watch live TV sometimes, but, you know.
Well, it's sporting events.
Look.
But network TV doesn't have the same kind of audience. So this is a thing that they feel like we've got a captive audience for this. All the commercials, as many as we can fit into this thing. Because even people watching This Is Us or, you know, whatever is on shows that are still getting watched, Survivor, anything. People DVR that and watch it. Without commercials.
Let me ask you a question.
All right, I'm ready. Like,
this is, I like Alicia Keys.
Yeah.
I think she's a fantastic artist.
So relaxed.
She's so good at what she does. But as a Grammys host, this like enlightened, high flying, I'm sitting on a, I don't know what, you, what one of those gemstones. Doing a yoga move.
She's on a crystal.
Well, she I mean, I just don't feel like she's just
she's
not.
She's very low energy. Like, she's got a.
She's cool.
Very.
But she's not a, like, I feel that, look, if I were the guy at the place, and I'm not, you know, whatever
Mr.
channel
Grammys?
That was, I'd be
CBS.
Like, okay, we're trying to get the kids, right?
Yeah.
Lizzo's, you know, hot with the kids. Mm-hmm. So let's get some YouTube person to host this damn thing. Or a bunch
God.
Of YouTube. Well,
or Lizzo.
The show is not for us.
Yeah.
It's not. We don't watch these artists. We're like, okay, I know Aerosmith, and then I look at it and I go, Aerosmith can't play anymore. Oh, that's too bad. Mm. They should, I mean, get Pearl Jam or somebody who's slightly relevant to really rock the place, or, you know, Jack White.
Right.
I heard the only act, and I didn't get to see it because it must have been too late, Gary Clark Jr. was the only rock act that actually rocked, that pulled it.
Yeah, I didn't, that must have been
and
toward the end because I didn't hear
twice,
it.
And he performed twice, I believe.
Oh. I didn't see either one because I'd only made it up to Aerosmith.
Yeah.
But I, one of the articles I saw was, yep, rock's dead, Aerosmith proved it.
Ooh.
I just went, yeah, I guess.
Bring back rock.
I enjoyed Alicia Keys.
You like her.
Good with her, yeah.
She's easy.
I think she's really coming to her
You don't feel
own.
Nervous for her because she doesn't seem nervous. Like she's. But I'm with Vinny. It's pretty...
Boring?
It's boring. It's low key. It's, you know, she's cool, but, you know, how many lopsided grins and kind of knowing looks can you give
talent.
Them? Yeah, absolutely.
But it doesn't work in terms of staying tuned.
Even when
for
she was sitting
next.
At the piano, sort of noodling on the piano before she took the Lewis Capaldi song and turned it into a thing about I'm going to get you used to hearing all this music you love or whatever she changed it into. I'm like, all right, enough talking. Start playing the damn song. Blah, 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 blah. You're boring the pants off of me. I don't want to watch this show without pants on.
I just don't text. I don't dislike her. I just don't think she's a great host. She's not compelling. She's just
They need Ricky Gervais to host everything from now on. Hell, get Dave Chappelle. He was nominated. He says, I wasn't there because of traffic.
Yeah.
I was booing myself.
Oh, really?
I didn't get there in time. That's all. I just, you know, I couldn't make it. Everyone else made it. Not me, though. So the Sunday Night Grammys, disappointing ratings, but enough people watched to give a nice sales spike to some of the songs that were performed. Here's some of them. Blake Shelton and Gwen Stefani, that song Nobody But You, which was, I don't know, they're odd. They're an odd couple. Up 91%. They sold a bunch more records.
I don't mind their oddness, and if they're happy, that's great, but I'm not. As soon as that loves, like, as soon as she comes walking around the corner, I went and did something.
They just staring into each other's eyes.
I'm
like,
I totally went and did something else.
I watched a little and I went,
I'm like you. I'm glad they're happy. Good for them. I just don't want to look at it.
Yep. I'm a fan of hers and I'm actually a fan of his.
Sure.
He seems like a really nice guy from watching The Voice.
Yeah.
Truth Hurts by Lizzo. That's up about 107%.
I couldn't take my eyes off of her, though.
I know.
Speaking of...
She
what
is compelling.
Was with that outfit.
I don't know. It looked like she peed herself, the way it had like these lines going down her leg.
I thought it was crotchless.
Yeah, at first I thought it was crotchless. I'm like, no, it's material.
Oh, there was material there.
I believe there was, but I actually thought some angles, I'm like, oh, it looks like she has like a wet spot.
It looked like activewear to me.
Well, yeah. I mean, it was body.
I like that first black dress.
Yeah.
That she wore the big, all that stuff.
That was lovely.
Gorgeous. And then it was that other thing. I was like, okay, maybe she.
Well, she needed to be able to move.
She did some dancing.
She needed to kick up her heels. Mm-hmm. So Truth Hurts by Lizzo was up about 107%. What a Man Gotta Do with a big thing of spinach in your teeth. up 166% for the Jonas Brothers. Here's where it's just getting bigger. Old Town Road by Lil Nas X, 217% bump in sales.
Nice.
Bring My Flowers Now by Tanya Tucker. Did you see that?
I did see that. It was fine.
Up 411%.
You didn't like it.
First Man by Camila Cabello.
I was like, oh, okay. I sat there and watched it.
She is a legend.
She's not for me, but okay, good for her.
Remember Delta Dawn? She did that when she was 13, she said.
Is that right?
Holy cow.
She has been around a long time.
She's an older lady. Lil Nas, I already did him. First Man by Camila Cabello, up 740%. Underdog by Alicia Keys, up 787%. When the Party's Over by Billie Eilish, also up 787%.
Wow.
That was a great performance. And Higher by DJ Khaled with Nipsey Hussle and John Legend.
Mm-hmm.
They performed that. There were 50 people on that stage.
I heard it wasn't good, but
it was
all
right. It was fine. John Legend sounded amazing. DJ Khaled just yells at you and tells you how great his son is the whole time. That's up 9,044%.
Wow.
They had a very nice sales bump. Brian May from Queen is selling guitar pattern sports bras. Anybody want any more information on
that?
I may
have. I like them.
I know I do too. I was like, I might have to get one of those.
Although they're kind of expensive.
Some called BMG accessories. It's Brian May guitars. I believe BMG is his website.
That sounds like it.
Because you can get, they've got like, a capo on there, custom guitar straps. There's all kinds of t-shirts and stuff. And now he's selling it. It is a sports bra, 35 pounds. What is that, like $40, $45? And there is the picture of it. It's black, and it has little pictures of his guitars all over it.
I like it.
I like it, too.
Yeah.
I was like, I might have to get me a Brian May sports bra.
$45.
$45.
You fit in an extra large, Yuzi? Or do you think even that would be not a possibility?
What, are you going to get us each one?
No.
Yeah.
But
okay,
I was curious if
you
were ordering
try
one.
Try to get me. Yeah, I'll go with an extra large. If there's a size chart, we can talk later. But yeah, you can buy me an extra large.
What
Thanks,
would you
baby.
Order?
I go medium. I'm a medium t-shirt, but I'm like an extra large pants. I'm like a pear. So... I'll take a medium bra.
Extra
like
large is
pear?
No longer available for purchase.
Large is it? Extra large or large?
I'm going through all of them right now. It looks like there's a medium available. The large is not available.
Oh, yeah, get me a medium.
The smalls are gone. The extra smalls are gone.
Get
so
me a
there's only a medium,
get me a medium
left
one.
Over.
Click on it and get it for me. You're gonna pay for it. Sammy Hagar is going to do a 30-date tour with Whitesnake. Where's Hooman when you need him? Boy, he'd be like, oh my God, Whitesnake. They're my favorite.
Where are you when we need you? You're into all that butt rock.
Yeah, I like Whitesnake. But, I don't freak out the way he, like Def Leppard and Whitesnake, they're his favorites.
But you're going to go.
I'm not. It's in Mountain View at Shoreline. So I probably won't go to this, but I did want you to know.
Who else? Just Whitesnake? No, there's
It looks like Sammy Hagar and The Circle. That's his band.
Uh-huh.
And they're doing a 2020 tour with Whitesnake. Who headlines that? It says joint tour, so maybe that's both of them
together. I wonder if they trade off.
Yeah, maybe. So summer of 2020 there, 30 dates. They're all over the place. Mm. Hot summer nights.
Sounds incredible.
The tickets go on sale this Friday at 10 a.m. at LiveNation.com.
So you know how you used to cover your books at school?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. With
the
brown
shopping
paper
bags.
Brown,
yeah.
Right. My high school girlfriend had whites. So is Slided In a Whitesnake song?
Yes.
She had all those super suggestions. So I'm looking at her book.
I think.
Which
uh-huh.
I'm
it?
Like, oh, God, you're so
nasty.
I was into it, of course.
Slide it in. I ain't never gonna
Slow
stop.
And Easy. Is that another song?
No, that's maybe it is Slow and Easy.
Yeah.
Right to the top. What about Slow and Easy? Take me down slow and easy.
Yeah, that's
it's another Whitesnake song.
It is another Whitesnake
She was
song.
A huge Whitesnake.
She was
Whitesnake.
Into Whitesnake. Well, we all wanted to be Tawny Katane
so
on
did
that.
She... yeah, we did.
On the front of that car.
Cartwheel. Was it... Did she put stickers on or she wrote it on
wrote
there?
She wrote it
oh.
on her little oh, brown funny. Book thing. And, mm-hmm. you know, let's share this.
Oh... Is this Still of the Night?
No, this is Slow and Easy.
Is it? God, that sounds like that same break that he does in... Oh, yeah. Superstitious Mind! Who am I?
You like this?
I'm doing my Hooman impersonation where he puts his hands up with his fingers pointing to the sky and... Not closes his eyes, nods his head. Like,
do
oh, yeah.
you like this?
Yeah, I like this.
You like this?
I do. I used to love Whitesnake.
Oh, you know, there is a third band, Night Ranger.
Oh, Night Ranger
is also going to be with them.
Oh my God! There's no way Nugent comes back for that, does he?
Night Ranger?
Isn't Nugent in Night Ranger?
No.
No.
What am I thinking of?
I don't
What's
know.
Tommy Shaw? Ted Nugent?
No, it's Tommy Shaw. Jack. Blade. Oh, no. Hold on. He's not Night Ranger either. You're thinking of Damn Yankees.
That's what I'm thinking
yeah.
of.
Yeah.
What's Night Ranger?
Night Ranger is
this song.
One guy named Jeff.
There's Jack Blades. Brad Gillis, he's local.
Brad Gillis.
Yeah.
Yeah. Jeff Watson.
Jeff Watson.
Yeah.
I think he's local too.
This is Night Ranger?
This is Night Ranger, yes. Yeah.
Yeah, they're from San Francisco.
But I think Jack Blades was in Damn Yankees.
There's some weird connection that I'm making that I shouldn't have.
It's true.
Known. This is called Sister Christian, right?
Yeah.
Motorin'. This is my friend Sherry's favorite song.
I love this.
After she has a couple drinks in her, a couple White Claws, you know, she goes hard.
White Claws.
She's like, John! Actually, that's not true. We go, Sherry! And she's like, okay!
So let me get this straight.
We're out of time.
So you'll start seeing Sherry again this week, too.
I saw her this month. I just wasn't fun.
Oh.
I saw her.
You will be fun soon.
I will be fun this Friday. This Friday, I'm going to be fun again.
All right.
Fun Sarah.
I know. Two beer Sarah. Woo. Yay. All right. What's coming up?
I have the best news break of the week.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.